Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on, come on. We're on the air. Oh, my God. Oh, Facebook is going crazy this morning at Power 93.5. The power lines are lit up like it's Times Square on New Year's Eve.
And shout out to everyone.
They're all calling about the short dilemma.
And about this woman who's being shallow. So you can see our live Facebook video if you missed some of it at Power 935. Shout out to Vanessa, Brianna, Carrie, everyone agreeing with me about this girl who messaged us. And she's needing advice about Robert, who she met online. They hit it off. Dude's funny. He's attractive. This, this, and that. And then they meet in person. He's fine. He looks good. He's still funny. But he's shorter than he let on. Like, she's got to look down to talk to him. She's like, whoa, what's going on here? Basically, she's 5'9", and he's 5'7". So it's not like a huge difference. And she said she wants a tall dude. She's always felt like the man should be taller than the woman. She's asking, is height a reason not to date a guy? Am I being shallow? How do I get over this? And I'm like, get over it. Get over it. It is shallow. You've met this awesome guy who's only a couple inches shorter than you. And I feel like you'll regret it. I feel like you're going to try and meet people just because someone's tall. Like, I think she'll regret it. And Hitman thinks that it's her preference, and so she shouldn't have to date him if she doesn't want to and she's settling. And I feel like at the end of the day, that's kind of true, but it's not like she's not attracted to the guy. He's funny. He's just kind of shorter than her.
All right, you're annoying me.
It's not a big deal. She can wear flats.
No, you're telling her to change to adapt for the little guy.
Slump. She can slump over.
869-1093, the audience is agreeing with me this morning. Go ahead, girl. What say you?
I agree with you. Because, I mean, if she like him tall, then she like him tall. Like me, I'm 5'7", and I like men tall, too, but I'm not going to go get somebody that's short because that's not what I like. So I agree with you every bit of it. I mean, at the same time, you like who you like, but why would you, if you like somebody tall, then if you know he's 5'7", why would you even spend your time even trying to give him a conversation? Like, that's being desperate.
This is somebody.
She hit the thirsty, desperate lever.
This is the only thing throwing me off, though.
This is when that one comes to you. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to settle for less.
Thank you. See, thank you, girl.
Fine.
And that's like settling for a dude that go out to the club every night and you don't even go out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
what the hell are you going to do that for? All right. Thank you, girl. Thank you. See, she's on point. Hello. Good morning. Power 93.5. What do you think?
Well, my friend, I'm a little on the fence, but I'm erring more on your side. So, while I think that she's being just a little shallow because she's kind of washing off all the other good qualities, I do have to say that you like what you like. And if you try to force yourself to get over something, that's a big no for you. Mm-hmm. That's an automatic deal breaker anyway. Then you're only putting yourself in a position where later on, like you said, somebody else is going to come along. Mm-hmm. They're going to have all those great qualities and then you're going to be out the fuck door. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Wow, so he's saying some cheating is going to happen, too.
Yeah, and take those cookies with you while you're at it.
Oh, yep. Exactly.
All right, dude. Thank you, man. That's awesome. I got to remember that. Peace out, Girl Scout. I love it. My man. See, they're agreeing with me this morning, Carla.
Not on Facebook. They're agreeing with me.
869-1093 because...
Don't even.
I'm not...
like your Kansas Lottery games exciting?
Wow!
And new? How about quick plays? And action-packed? Then we have the game for you, Racetracks. It's an exciting computer-animated stay-and-play game where you can make a quick pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.